priests arrested, praying Christians mocked in public by ultranationalists and Satanists as standoff continues at holy site. The war in Ukraine involves more than just epic clashes of the Russian and Ukrainian militaries in a proxy war unlike anything since the hottest days of the Cold War. The hidden war no Western media wants you to see or know about is the one being waged by the Ukrainian government against one of the most ancient Christian communities present in the world today. The West is using its proxy stooge, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, to wage this war against the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Ukraine is already a one-party state under the Zelensky regime where all opposition is banned and the government has effectively nationalized the country's entire media. Now Zelensky is demanding that a top cleric of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church be placed under house arrest for at least 60 days. Ukraine's equivalent of the KGB, the SBU, notified a top Orthodox priest Saturday that he was suspected of justifying Russia's aggression, a criminal offense, amid a bitter dispute over a revered Orthodox Christian monastery. According to Breitbart News, Metropolitan Pavel, the abbot of the Kiev-Pechersk Lavra Monastery, Ukraine's most holy Orthodox site, has strongly resisted the government's order to vacate the complex. Earlier in the week, he cursed Ukrainian President Zelensky, telling the Ukrainian leader he was flirting with eternal damnation for the way he is persecuting the church. During a court hearing in the Ukrainian capital, he strongly rejected the claim by the Security Service of Ukraine, known as the SBU, that he condoned Russia's invasion. Pavel described the accusations against him as politically driven, Breitbart reports. SBU agents raided the abbot's residence and prosecutors asked the court to put him under house arrest pending the investigation. The monks in the monastery belong to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. The dispute surrounding the property, also known as Monastery of the Caves, is part of a wider religious conflict that has unfolded in conjunction with the war. The godless U.S. State Department has always had a hatred for the Eastern Orthodox Church, whether it be in Russia or Ukraine, because of its conservative values that stand firm against its radical pro-abortion, LGBTQ+ anti-family, anti-God insanity. The Ukrainian government has cracked down on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church over its historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church, whose leader, Patriarch Kirill, has supported Russian President Vladimir Putin in the invasion of Ukraine. This just underscores how closely Russia and Ukraine have been culturally since the beginning, because both countries have a majority of their populations who claim membership in the traditional Orthodox Christian faith. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church has insisted that it's loyal to Ukraine and has denounced the Russian invasion from the start, but they cannot denounce their Christian brothers and sisters in the Russian Orthodox Church. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church declared its independence from Moscow, but that's still not good enough for Zelensky, who has ratcheted up the persecution of the church in recent months. And now he's stooped to arresting priests. The U.S. is not only using Zelensky's government to deal a black eye to Russia, it is using the war to drive wedges in Ukrainian society itself, lighting a fuse of hatred in the hearts of the more westernized, secular Ukrainians against the Orthodox. A standoff at the Lavra Caves. OrthoChristian.com reports that the Orthodox faithful continue to defend their beloved Kiev Lavra Caves monastery against the government's plan to evict the church and against the provocations of radical nationalists. According to OrthoChristian.com, the authorities gave the monastic brotherhood until March 29 to leave their home, which has been state-owned since Soviet times. March 29 itself passed quietly, but the next day, the state commission tasked with inspecting the monastery's museum exhibits and preparing for the total transfer of all property back to the usage of the state arrived at the Lavra, and the people's prayerful standoff began. Over the past few days, thousands of people have flocked to the Lavra to pray for the future of their church and to protect the holy site. At the same time, armed police, journalists, and provocateurs are also flocking to the monastery. OrthoChristian further reports, the whole world has now seen how men, women, and children pray with tears on bended knee while others mock them, attempt to drown them out with nationalistic slogans, and worse. Check out the 47-second clip below where Ukrainian nationalists mock a praying Orthodox woman outside the monastery. Please hit the replay button as for some reason YouTube is only showing a brief second before throwing up other videos. But if you hit replay, it will show the whole video. On Friday, March 31, one man showed up with a hoodie reading, "Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior Satan?" Photo. News.church.ua. In these photos, you can clearly see who their God is, Satan. Satanic symbols on clothing, satanic signs. Everything you need to know about who is really at war with Orthodox Christians in Ukraine today, commented the Ukrainian Orthodox Church's Information Education Department. Reports OrthoChristian.com. The radicals tried to provoke confrontations with the faithful, but they continued praying and preventing the ill-intentioned people from entering the Lavra. One of the provocateurs complained that nothing was working for them. We're talking to them, and they sing in response about some Jesus. The faithful also began to prepare lunches for everyone on the scene, including the police and the nationalist enemies of the church. However, this didn't stop the radicals from wishing death upon their fellow Ukrainians for being loyal to the church. In one incident, the radicals shouted, "Get out, Moscow priests," to which the UOC faithful responded by unfurling a Ukrainian flag, which shocked the radicals who have ignored all the statements coming from the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Photo. News.church.ua. On Saturday, OCU supporters held a pagan prayer ritual at the Lavra. On Sunday, one man began shouting, "Long live Satan," to which the Orthodox replied, "Christ is risen." He later spoke to the media about how they had to beat and forcefully remove all the monks and church representatives from the Lavra. Watch the video below of one little Ukrainian Orthodox girl boldly proclaiming, "Christ is risen." And prepare to have your heart touched. May God bless these people and protect them from the scourge of the Ukrainian government thugs. And one of the ways we can bless them is to share this article and help get their story out. LeoHoman.com needs your help. We are well into our spring fundraising period, and over the last week, many of you have graciously chipped in with contributions of between $10 and $100, and we are about halfway toward reaching the $5,000 spring goal to keep us on solid footing for the rest of the year. Donations may be made to Leo Homan, P.O. Box 291, Noonan, Georgia, 30264, or via credit card through GiveSend. Go below. Thank you, dear readers.